So good morning. I'm excited about this morning's message. It's kind of a continuation from last week. So let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this morning. As the prayers have already been lifted up, like Mr. Frankie said, we just lift up all the folks who have been struggling with the bad weather around the country, all the COVID stuff. And Lord, we thank you that it is on a decline and it is going down. Give you praise and glory for that. Lord, we thank you for the folks that are here this morning. And I ask you to bless this time, Lord. Help me teach and preach. And we pray for our church family that's not here this morning for various reasons. And that's okay. And we just pray and lift them up. In Jesus' name, amen. I do want to continue telling you guys that, please feel free to stay home and stay if you feel unsafe, to come back, if you're listening, on our website or internet or whatever, please feel free to continue to stay home until you feel safe. That's okay. No condemnation. We don't think any less or down on you for any of that kind of stuff. So please feel free to take care of yourself and your family and be safe. Amen. So I want to promote the Wednesday night Bible study. I like it. I think it's good. We got a little track to run on for a few weeks, maybe 50 weeks. We're not sure how it's going to go, but we're taking sort of an overview of the entire Bible. And so we have a little workbook that we go through. And again, I like it. I think it gives us some structure and it gives us a cool little overview of every book in the Bible. So if you have a chance to come on Wednesday night, that's my commercial. Youth groups meeting on Wednesday night too. Doing well, and then RAs and GAs. If you feel the Lord's laid on your heart to work with the GAs, Girls in Action, the young girls, there's a ministry opportunity for you. Please talk with Derry, and so we're excited about that. Revelations. We're gonna be in Revelations chapter 2 this morning. It's like I can't let go of this. This theme that I've been on for a couple of weeks. I feel like the Lord's sharing some things with us. So let's all stand for the reading of God's Word. If you don't mind, Revelation chapter 2. I think Derry has it on the screen. Verse 17. All right, here we go. It says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. And I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it." Everybody say amen? Amen. You may be seated. So Revelations chapter 2, verse 17. Sometimes I give my messages a little name or title, mainly so Derry can hook it up on the website and it has some kind of catchy marketing name that would get somebody to go and listen to it and get saved. Right? So you never know who's listening to it around the world. So this one's called Battle Food. And it kind of, a little segue into, from yesterday into today. So last week we talked about the shield of faith and how to extinguish the fiery darts of the enemy. So if you missed last week, please, go and listen to it. Pull it up on, I emailed it to everyone. It's on a Facebook page. Go and listen to it and it'll kind of catch up if you missed it from last week. Because this is kind of a part two. I think it'll be a blessing to you. Now, if any of us watch the news lately, which I hope you're not watching too much of it, but we do need to keep up with current affairs. But if you watch the news, you'll almost start feeling this feeling of maybe this impossible odds that are against us. And I believe there is an evil force out there that is against America, against what's right, what's morally right, spiritually right, and also against Christians. Or anything patriotic. Have y'all noticed that? And so, I want to encourage you that if you're feeling a certain way, that you're not the only one that's ever felt this way, and you're not the first person to ever feel this way. I want to encourage you to stay in your faith, to keep your shield up, and don't give up. Stay focused on Christ, because just in a little amount of time, just a short time, I believe that we will see Jesus come back. I don't know when, nobody knows, but I believe he's right there. God promised us, Jesus promised us that he would come back and he would get us. God promised us. He promised that he would rescue us and take us home. We win in the end. If it gets worse, focus and remember that in the end, it all works out great. We win when Jesus comes back and takes us home. And then also when Jesus comes back on that white horse, right? And he speaks those words and destroys all the enemy. We win in the end. If you hold steadfast, make a commitment to your faith, Jesus promises special, supernatural nourishment for the battle. And that's what we're going to talk about today. That supernatural nourishment for those who are overcomers. Are you guys overcomers? Raise your hand if you're an overcomer. If you're a Christian, the Holy Spirit of God lives inside of you, you're born again, you are an overcomer. Because the Bible tells us many, many, many times that we're overcomers. It's greater that he is in you than he is in the world. That you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. If God is for you, who can be against you? Amen? If you need strength, if you need strength for your faith fight, whether it's spiritual, mental, or physical, God has supernatural nourishment that he will provide you. Listen closely to this. All he requires is for you and me to come to his table to feed on the supernatural food that he longs to give you. And that's kind of the theme of this message. And you'll hear that several times. In our Bible verse today, Jesus addressed the believers who were facing many, many obstacles and things that they needed to overcome. Jesus was very aware of the extreme difficulties they were facing. And he's very aware of the extreme difficulty that all the believers throughout time, he knew where they were at. Jesus knows exactly where we're at in America. He knows exactly where you're at in your personal life. Nothing is catching him off guard. Matter of fact, I believe Jesus is scooting up. That's kind of country, I know, but you know, we are in a country church, right? I think. I believe Jesus is scooting up. I think that he's kind of, you know, he's sitting where? The right hand of the Father. I think he's scooting up in his seat. He's kind of scooting up a little bit more. I think he's getting right on the edge. Right on the edge, because I think that he kind of knows, you know, the Father's getting ready to say, go get my children. So I really think Jesus is scooting up a little bit. It's kind of a weird way to look at it, but I do. Each believer who stands firm in the faith and refuses to give up, the Bible, we just read it, the Bible says that to him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. So let's look at that first word. Let's look at that word, overcome. In the Greek, that word overcome means this. It means Nikeo. Everybody say Nikeo. I think kind of a cool little youth group slogan thing, sure. Nikeo. Okay, and what Nikeo means, it refers to a victor. It refers to a champion. It refers to a winner. It also can be translated to conquer, to defeat, to overcome, or to overwhelm, or to be victorious. That's what that word Nikeo means. This word was often used in the Greek literature to portray athletes. These athletes who become champions. They basically dominated their field. They become champions in their games. This word Nikeo. It also describes a military victory. A military victory of one foe against the other. Nikeo. When Jesus used this word in the scripture, the word Nikeo, it meant a complete victory over the opposition of Christians on all fronts. That's what it meant. So by using this word, Jesus was calling upon those early believers to rise up like a mighty spiritual army to defeat the enemies that had threatened them on any side. Didn't matter how they came at them, Jesus was calling them to rise up. Today, I believe Jesus is calling us to rise up and be like mighty warriors in His army. And He's not just calling us, He's equipping us. He provides the strength that we need. And not only the strength, but He provides the power that we need to fight for the kingdom. Winning the victory in any battle requires the greatest level of commitment and determination. We're in a battle. Do y'all believe that? We are really in a battle these days. I know people have been talking like that all, you know, since the beginning of time. Having that commitment, holding that shield up, trusting the Lord, all these things are very important, especially if you're fighting a natural war. But we're fighting a spiritual war. Jesus still calls on us all to be overcomers. Each one of us, teenagers, adults, to be overcomers. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. 8:37, in all things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. This is imperative for us to understand this. We talk about the armor of God. I mean, a lot of preachers are talking about that right now. A lot of ministers on TV and radio. I'm trying not to go there, and I'm not sure if I'm going to. I'm just going to let the Lord guide me as we go. But right now we're talking about the battle. And having that helmet and the breastplate and all that is very important. Having that shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. But I want you guys to understand this morning that Christ promises to nourish us with manna. Guys, we're talking about fresh bread from heaven. Every day. Fresh bread. Fresh manna from heaven. So to understand the special significance of this imagery, this sort of a metaphor, we have to take a look at the book of Exodus and when manna was kind of first introduced. So let's look at that a little bit. And we all know that a couple months went by, you know, when they left Egypt, a couple months went by, and their storehouse began to get low, and, you know, started having to ration everything out. And then in Exodus 16:4, God told Moses, He said, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not." So God was providing their needs, but He was also testing them. You know, I did a big study on this, and it took me another 10 minutes of my message to give all that information to you, so I kind of cut it short, but I can't help it. I got to tell you. they say that, you know, over 3 million people, you know, left and was chugging through the desert. There was so much manna that fell that when the windows of heaven opened up, whether it was during the flood or when he opened up the windows of heaven, when the manna fell, God always blessed them in abundance, just more than they could even hardly handle, just an abundance. So when that manna fell, it fell and filled the land. And they had so much. You know, Jewish historians tell us that it was probably 4 to 5 tons fell every day. And they had more than, you know, and God told them what? Don't, what'd he say? That's right. Don't save it. Don't hoard up. Don't, I want you to don't take a certain amount. Leave the other rest. Only take a certain amount each day. So God was kind of testing them on that. If they did take too much, what happened to them? Damn. Turned into maggots, right? Maggots got in and rotted. So they said that God allowed them to take about 6 to 7 pints of manna each day for each person. This is goofy, I know, but this is kind of this big old popcorn bowl. Garlic salt. Anybody put garlic salt in popcorn? Change your life. But this big old bowl right here, you know, is about 7 pints. And this is how much each person would have for a day. That's a lot. I was going to fill it up with oatmeal, but anyway, good intentions. Right? So that's a lot. You know, really 7 pints per person per day. And so, you know, God was clear about that. Now, the word bread in the Old Testament is really a word called manhu, M-A-N-H-U, and it's, you know, everybody knows it as manna. Manna, it was an unusual word that had never been used before. So it's like this new word, manna. And when manna first appeared, you know, there's millions of people, right? So when manna first appeared, and maybe the little small core clique of people that hang around Moses knew what it was, but everybody else, they didn't know what it was. You know, there's all this man on the ground, and they didn't know how it originated. They didn't know how God provided it. But here's what we know. God graciously provided supernatural food to sustain them right in their time of need. And he did that one day at a time. Most of us are having to learn to live one day at a time, one week at a time. See, there was something special about this manna. There was something supernatural about it. It provided nutrients that most any other food did not provide. Really, the Bible talks about it as angels' food. We won't go there. Now, these qualities are described in detail, if you want to check it out, okay, in the Exodus. But it provided supernatural nutrition and nourishment for their little battle that they were in. Now, God provides us manna. He provides us supernatural nutrition, supernatural nourishment. And how does he do it? He provides it through prayer, through our personal prayer life. He provides it through our personal Bible study time. He provides it through our personal worship time. He provides it through hearing the Word of God preached. And he provides it through when we fellowship with other believers. We are nourished. We are encouraged. We are sustained, right? I mean, even with the deacons meeting this morning, I appreciate you doing what you did, Pete. We had a deacons meeting this morning early, and Pete, still starting out with business, he said, let's just go around the room and everybody kind of check in. I was so grateful you did that. It was really good. So we spent 90% of our deacons meeting in a group therapy session, but anyway, sorry. Poor Frankie. I'm praying for Frankie. He's got a problem. No, I'm just kidding. It was good. It was really good. You know, it's good to connect, to fellowship, and hear how everybody's families is doing, you know, and God's good to us, right? God is good to us. This manna, This is supernatural provision from God, and He abundantly provides it. Our part, and listen closely to this, our part is to draw near to His table. Pull up a chair and open up our hearts to what He wants to give us. Now, as we do this, God will serve us an authentic meal, an authentic feast of grace and mercy and love and strength. This is our responsibility. Jesus' offer of manna in these scriptures was a declaration to believers throughout the ages that He provides nourishment in our times of need. And let me tell you, my friends, at His table, the food never runs out. You think about that. His food never runs out. There's a divine supply of provision for each one of us when we come to His table. It's supernatural. It's a heavenly touch from God each day when we pray, we read and study the Bible, we hear His word, we worship, and we fellowship with each other. Amen? This, as we all know, enables us to make it through the battles that we be making. The battles that we have, whether daily, weekly, or the battles that we see on TV. We must continually draw to His table. He is sufficient. God is sufficient. He will provide our needs and what we need. Amen. Tammy, can you play something? Thank you. I don't normally do this, but I'm just going to follow the Lord. Tammy's going to play, and I want to invite you, and don't feel pressured or manipulated in any way. This is not my intention. I got two more pages of my sermon, you know. I'm going to listen to the Lord. Some folks are in a battle. Some folks are worried and concerned about our country and what's going on. I want to open up the altar, so if you want to come down and pray, maybe we can all come down and pray together. And if you don't have to, you don't feel pressured. But yeah. Father, we love You. We thank You. Lord, we thank You for a praying church. Lord, we thank You. Father, we love You. We thank You. We worship You. Lord, we humble ourselves the best way we know how, Father. And we ask for Your mercy and Your grace. Lord, for our church family. Father, we pray for our country. Father, forgive us of our sins. Forgive us the sins of America, Father. We have gotten so far away from You. We're seeing ministers and preachers and church leaders being exposed of their sins. Lord, You did say that be careful, your sins will find you out. Father, if we have sins, secret sins in our life, Father, I pray right now we just leave that at the altar, Lord, and we'll repent of our sins. Because You said if My people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek Your face, that You would heal our land. So, Lord, we start with us right now in this church, in Pauline Baptist Church, Father. Lord, we ask for revival in our country. We ask for revival in our church. Lord, we rebuke the enemy. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Jesus over our church family and all this virus and sickness that's going around. Lord, help us be wise, but don't let us live in fear. Let's be responsible, but not live in worry. Lord, you said you did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. Father, right now, Lord, we just lift up the name of Jesus. We praise you and honor you and give you glory. Father, there's one here this morning that's never given their life to Christ for the first time. Or they'd like to rededicate their life, Father. I just pray that they would get with me or get with any of these men or women. Lord, we can settle that today, Lord. We can get saved and born again. We pray this in all Jesus' name. Amen. Fresh manna from heaven. Amen. I kind of felt like that altar time was fresh manna from heaven. Thank you guys for your obedience and your surrender and your humility that it takes to sometimes come down to the altar. And if you did not come down, that does not mean that you didn't have any of that. You know, I just want to, you know, be frank there, honest. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's it. That's not my show.